Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
703 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. My name is Mike. She's Allie. That's Dylan. We're hanging out here on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Hopefully, if you're up right now, well, I don't know if you're up right now, if you enjoyed Metallica last night, but nonetheless, Squidbilly had himself a time last night, and so it is that time of year. Look, man. Take you a day off. You know what? He took the wife out last night for the first time. I had a couple of funny questions coming up into which one Wednesday for Dylan versus Allie about Bo and what you think happened last night. So that'll be fun. We'll also allow the callers and wake-up call to be the judges of who won the which one Wednesday. We're going to talk about the Braves coming up at 7:20. It's not even fun to talk about them anymore. It's not even fun. It's like, yeah, pitching was – subpar. Spencer Strider still needs time to get back, and we can't hit pitches over the middle of the plate.
It's Groundhog's Day.
It's Groundhog's
right now.
Frustrating to say the least. We are going to get to some conversations surrounding AJ Terrell and his relationship with the young guys, the rookies. Obviously, he's entering what you hope is the prime of his career, and that's another level to what he's doing. But you brought up a youth word on the way into the break. Now, I have tried to say it 10 times to remind myself what it is before we got back. I can't remember what it was. It was
Sussy.
Baca.
This is slang that's so new that Dylan doesn't even know it. Or is Dylan aging out of slang?
I might be aging out of slang, or at least certain slang.
It's a slippery slope.
It's happening.
It happens fast.
It's happening for me right now.
It's like, you know, when you turn 30, everybody will just say all of a sudden you're just more tired. Like, it's just like the day you turn 30, you're like, nah, I'm sleepy. This was exactly what happens with slang. So, sussy's got to be something that's suspect.
Okay, got that.
Okay. And then baka, is that a C or a K?
It's a K.
Okay.
It's a Japanese word.
Sussy baka. Wait a minute. No. I was going to say, what was the one you said that is the name of things where people are staring at the camera eating?
That's mukbang.
Mukbang, okay.
I was like, what are you even talking about?
Sorry about that. So now I'm like, it's all starting to blend together. All right, so Dylan, you didn't know this one.
Nope.
Do you want to use it in a sentence?
I can.
Okay, if you don't have one ready, it's all right. If you don't have one ready, it's all right. I don't want to put you on the spot. I'm looking for anything I can to actually let this ring a bell. I don't think it's going to, but, you know, you guys can enlighten me. Sussy baka.
First, I love that Dylan never says no. He's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, he's like, let me get the fingers working.
I actually can figure one out. Basically, I can do it like this. Mike, you are a sussy baka. I don't actually believe
I don't know what that means, but that sounds derogatory. You better watch your mouth when you talk to me. I think you should watch your mouth. I'm not sure.
A sussy baka. Baka is the Japanese word for fool. So it's kind of like a sus fool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Dylan.
It was just for the sentence, bro. It was just for the sentence.
You could have used anybody else's name.
You were right in front of me.
Literally used anybody else.
I was looking at you.
Yeah. A suspect fool.
I do have a question about this,
though. That sounds strange, though.
Did our slang, like saying cool and awesome and all this stuff, did that sound as crazy to our parents as, like, this slang sounds to me right now?
No, that's got to be on another
level. It does. And you know why? Because it's everything shorthand online. I think that's what it is. Like, this stupid stuff like Riz. You know what I mean? They're like, I'm not typing out charismatic.
Right.
Just going to say Riz.
Yeah, I feel like today's slang, I think you're spot on. Today's slang is just all about shortening words so you don't have to say the full word because the kids have gotten a lot more lazy when it comes to typing online or, you know, just speaking in general. So,
yeah. Well, speaking of speaking in general, AJ Terrell visited with the media a couple of days ago, and the topic of conversation was interesting to me, Allie, because it wasn't so much about AJ Terrell's play on the field. It was about his role on the team.
Yeah, he is expected to take on more of a leadership role, and here he is talking about that conversation with Jeff Ulbrich.
Hold, please. We will get that Jeff Ulbrich sound in just a minute. All right, play that thing.
He didn't have to verbalize it. You know, I came in with Britt when I was a rookie, so he already know, you know, how I am. Him and Rob, you know, Rob came in last year too, so it's within the building, my teammates, the players, and they all know what I bring to the table. But for myself, I'm competing with myself as far as what I want to do. I'm not getting complacent, but knowing that it's a lot left out there on tape for me to improve on and make plays. Like, you know, that's the main thing.
That's the main thing for AJ Terrell. And again, you know, the conversation and the question there is whether or not Jeff Ulbrich has told him he needs to be more of a leader. He's like, don't need to be told. You know what I mean? I came in with that. It is interesting because, like I pointed out a minute ago, he got the contract extension last year. He is one of those guys that is now suddenly, it feels like suddenly, Dylan, that he's an elderly statesman. Like, you were like, oh, young guy, rookie contract. Now it's like, oh, he's that guy. Like, he's got to be that guy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you is, why is now the time to push him into this leadership role?
Because I think when you look at, first of all, what this team lacks, right? You haven't had the depth in the secondary and the coverage ability that you've wanted to have. And I think that when you brought Raheem Morris in, that was one of the conversations. Like, hey, he can help, you know, coverage-wise. Jimmy Lake was the same way. A.J. Terrell is somebody that doesn't always get the interception stats. As a matter of fact, 2 years ago, he didn't have one at all. But then he's paid like an all-pro. And so it's like, dude, and he stepped up the plate numerous times last year. But he's kind of that guy that where you look at this defense, Dylan, and it's like they're not going to throw his way because usually they're picking on whoever's across from him and, you know, Mike Hughes or whatever else they can do back in the secondaries. A.J. Terrell doesn't usually get the burn.
Yeah, and when it comes to him being a leader too, when you ask why now, I think it's because this is a very young defense, and we shifted into this becoming a very young defense. I mean, we do have a few veterans on there when you talk about AJ, when you talk about Jesse, when you talk about David Onyemata. I mean, if you want to throw Morgan Fox in there, I guess you can, even though he's necessarily new to this team, but he's still he's still a veteran guy when you look at it that way. So when it comes to leadership, this is a guy who has been here. He hasn't been anywhere else throughout his entire career. He's been a Falcon. He knows Jeff Ulbrich as far as, you know, kind of understanding his system and having worked with Jeff Ulbrich before. So it's like, okay, this is your time to step up. Guys are going to look to you because of how we know how you've played. You just got that big contract, so guys know you can play. We know how you are consistent as far as guys aren't throwing your way.
Yeah,
so
good point.
You've stepped up as far as playing, and now guys are going to want to have that same success in you, and so we're going to point them in your direction to say, hey, how are you able so successful on and off the field? So I think that's why.
Well, and it sounds like this is feedback that he's getting from multiple places. I mean, AJ was also talking about how Raheem has also been encouraging AJ to take James Pierce Jr. under his wing as well.
Nah, he good. Like, and myself, I feel like he is two fast learners, like just coming in trying to prove ourselves. And I think the most, you know, we relate as far as like just with the head down work mentality, like just wanting to come in, like I said, and try to find a way to make an impact early. And I know that's what he want to do, you know, being drafted so high, you just feel like everybody expects you to do certain things, but also you can still be yourself. Like, it's an open locker room where you can, ain't nothing forced, just, you know, continue to be you, and you'll strive.
You know, it's interesting too, Allie, and you brought this up to me this morning. I'm like listening to this and I'm going, Why James Pierce, of all things? And both you and Dylan, you know, kind of pointed out the fact that Raheem believes they have similar personalities, which is interesting. You don't a lot of times hear of guys that have their hand in the dirt having the same personalities as a guy who plays corner. It's just, and I've mentioned this to you before, and I haven't quite diagnosed you yet. I used to diagnose people when I'd first meet them based on what position I thought they'd play in football. I would just straight up, and I think Bo was a strong safety. Dylan, I can't remember what, wide receiver? No, I didn't give you wide receiver. What was yours?
I don't remember what you gave me, to be honest.
I think you were an outside linebacker or something like that.
Possibly
I don't know.
So.
But it's just funny. It's funny. I met the first time I met Rob Tribble, I was like, that guy's a quarterback. Like he's got this quarterback kind of aura about him. But it's funny because you don't usually match up the guys that have their hand in the dirt, the edge rushers, the 3-point stance edge rusher type with a corner. And I think it's interesting to me that Raheem has kind of looked at it from that standpoint of being like, you know what? Spent a lot of time through the draft process with James Pierce. Terry Fontenot's talked about taking his family out to dinner, going to see him, spending time at his home, whatever else it took to make sure they could sign off on James Pierce as a 26 overall pick. And he immediately is like, you know what? You're kind of like A.J. Terrell. Interesting pairing, but I'm glad that A.J. has kind of taken on that role. And he's also seemingly identified it as saying, yeah, like I can see it. Like we just like to keep our head down and get that work in, and I think that he's going to have some success.
Well, and there was another observation that AJ made about the rookies that are coming in this season. He said, I think I read this on AJC, he said that they're all business. Nobody is joking around. They're not clowning around. You're a vet. I mean, seeing a rookie class come in, is this the kind of attitude you want?
I think it is, and I think it's something that as a rookie you have no idea about. You know what I mean? Like, you are probably had the best offseason of your life. You're coming off your senior year of college. You don't have to go to class anymore. You have a little jingle in your pocket from your signing bonus. All of a sudden, you're in the NFL. Your dreams have come true. And you're just, hey, this is a good, I'm living a good life. You know what I mean? But you also have veterans there that are very aware of the fact that you are probably going to take their job or one of their friends' jobs. Mm-hmm. And you don't honestly understand that straight out the gate when you become a rookie. You're like, oh, dude. I'm here to help the team. Everybody's going to, you know, look, let's all get better together and let's just do this. You know, let's have good vibes. And there's people looking at you going, dude, my friend is going to have to find another job in a couple of weeks because they have drafted you to replace him or whatever else it may be. So the head down mentality and the all business, and this has come out a lot recently. I don't know if you've seen the videos of Travis Hunter. He's kind of dancing at practice.
Yeah.
It's so split. Some people are like, man, love the vibes. I think Liam Cohen, the head coach of Jacksonville Jaguars, has said a number of times, love the vibes, love the energy. But then there's also people that are like, I just want you to do your freaking job, man. I don't need to know what the latest TikTok trend is. Just go out there and cover somebody or catch touchdown passes. I think that's what A.J. Terrell is kind of trying to say about this rookie class. Look, man, they're all about their business. And I think that's what Falcons fans, honestly, at this point, that's what Falcons fans probably want to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't need it to be some kind of crazy TikTok thing. You know what I mean? It's like, and I keep saying TikTok. I know that sounds like I'm picking on TikTok. You guys are probably both on TikTok.
But your point is valid. No cap. It all depends on your perspective and where you are in the system.
Yeah.
How you're going to take
it. Exactly. Exactly. And like I said, as a rookie, you don't know what you don't know. Like, you're just like I said, you're like, this is the prime of your life. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, hey, I'm living the freaking dream. And you're going out there and these vets are like, dude, this is another offseason. It's another day. We're just trying to, you know, get a little bit better today and make it through these OTAs and make it through healthy. And the rookies are like, yeah, baby, let's go.
I made it.
Well, hey, but hey, get through this mini camp, have a few weeks off. Boy, we're going to training camp. It's going to be a good time. And then you're like, dude, no, just calm down. Anyways, we do have to go to break. When we come back, we are going to talk about those Atlanta Braves and the struggle bus that was last night. There's also some NFL news that you don't want to miss. Stick with us here. It's the Morning Shift, Bo Free Edition. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
7:24, it's the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Dylan hanging out with you here on a Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for taking us in your car. Speaking of being in the car, Echo Park Speedway. Brought it up earlier. We went down to the name unveiling at Atlanta Motor Speedway. The guys at Dukes and Bell were over at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth yesterday. Before I had any idea there was a name change, I was telling you, man, we got to come up with a Speedway nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to spend too much time here, but I think I've got one. All right, you guys I'm going to be able to tell by the look on your face, just thumbs up or thumbs down. All right, and you guys can weigh in at 929 Morning Shift or in the wake-up call. The Echo Chamber.
Huh. I like
Dylan's
it.
Giving me the poked-out bottom lip and a thumbs up.
I like it. The I Echo give you a Chamber. Thumbs up, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, of course, you use echo chamber this day and age as like kind of, somewhat of a derogatory term. Like, you're in an echo chamber, man. Mm-hmm. You don't listen to nobody. But I just feel like the word chamber just screams like, this is going to be awesome. You know, the echo chamber. I don't know. Now that it's Echo Park Automotive, I'm like, dude, you know what? There's in every NASCAR track, or most of them, they have nicknames.
Yeah.
The Lady in Black is Darlington. The Last Coliseum, that's Bristol. Like, you have these. The Echo Chamber.
I like it. The more you say it, the more I'm vibing with it.
I can see like somebody signing on, whoever's doing like play-by-play for the race, and be like, welcome to the Echo Chamber.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. All right. So, you know, we'll get with, whoever, Doug Turnbull, somebody. we'll make sure we get that plan. Brandon Hutchinson, if you're listening, I'm just telling you, just give me credit. I'll give you all the copyrights. Just give me credit when it comes down to it. Maybe a couple of VIPs. To every future race at the Echo Chamber. Anyways, we got to move on because coming up in a little bit, we're going to do In the Huddle. A couple of interesting pieces of news coming out, but we also got to hit the womp, 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 the Braves.
Yeah, not so exciting news on the Braves front. They lost last night 8-3 to the Diamondbacks. Spencer Strider still seems to be knocking the rust off, and he knows it. He's accountable, but it's frustrating. Yeah. Yeah. They do get another shot tonight at Truist, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully, they can win so we're not losing this series.
It just, like, it's so deflating. And we had the conversation yesterday and obviously brought in TJ Nikowski to talk about the change in third base coaching. And there was a point in this game where the Braves made it 4-3. And I honestly thought to myself, I wonder if Freddie's going to have a sore shoulder tomorrow. Because, you know what I mean, it's like the equivalent of a football player getting signed off the street. You're like, man, he was sitting on his, couch like 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Like, Freddie hadn't done anything active, I wouldn't think, with that right shoulder in a while. So as he's waving Matt Olson home, and Matt Olson's shocked to be waved home, and Freddie's just giving it the whole windmill thing, I'm like, dude, he's going to wake up tomorrow and be like, man, that labrum, really, really kicked in.
I do wonder when his phone rang, because we had CJ Nikowski on yesterday, and he said he was filling in for me on Friday.
Yes.
On his radio show. Yes. So who knows when that phone call happened, but he was windmilling Matt Olson home. I'm not sure Matt Olson was quite ready for that. But you saw him come to life and show a little bit more emotion than we've been seeing.
Yeah, it was so funny. Brendan Gaughan last night after the Matt Olson slide home, he's like, you're not going to hang it in the loop, but he got there and he got his hand on home plate. No, there was a certain amount of times last night, and also you had the hit or the fly out, I guess, from Marcell Ozuna in the eighth inning with two runners on that you thought, okay, this is going to be it. Rafael Montero stays in a little bit too long, probably for a lot of fans' liking, but he was pitching well. I'm not going to sit here and nitpick everything Brian Snitker does through the end of the year, but going back to Spencer Strider, to your point, Allie, I mentioned this earlier. The very first batter was Corbin Carroll, leadoff hitter. Now, he ends up hitting two home runs last night. His first at-bat was a flyout, and they're like, oh, that's a good way to start. But I'm looking at the location of the pitch, which was 95 or 96, and it's right down the middle of the plate. And I'm going, oh, dude, that ain't good. Mm-hmm. Because the Diamondbacks, say what you will, they have a lot of holes pitching-wise. They're a good offensive team. And we saw that last time when you hit the four home runs, when Suarez hit the four home runs against his team. So just need Strider to, at some point, man, just get back to being half of what you were 2 years ago.
And again, it's unfortunate because you need him to be good now, because the Braves can't afford to go backwards. It feels like the Braves are starting to run out of air. It feels like the ship is starting to flood and you're starting to run out of air when it comes to this season. But the unfortunate thing about it is you can't really rush Spencer Strider and him trying to get back into this rhythm, him trying to get all of his power back, because it's clearly, to your point, not all there. Because a couple of years ago, when Spencer Strider rears back and tries to throw a fastball by Corbin Carroll, it's going by him. And Corbin Carroll isn't popping up. He's just completely whiffing on it.
That's
and that's not the case right now, as he gave up three taters yesterday. So it's just unfortunate, because you need Spencer Strider and everybody else to be good now, and it's just not the case.
Yeah, it's not. And it was frustrating watching him, because – and I'll give the Diamondbacks lineup credit. I think it was Marte on the home run he hits that was an absolute missile. He's sitting – I believe it's a changeup. I think it's like an 86-mile-an-hour changeup. Now, it catches too much of the plate, but it was very clear he's sitting on off-speed pitch at that point. You know what I mean? He ain't looking for no fastball. He's like, I'm going to sit off-speed. Corbin Carroll, on the other hand, it's like, he hits the missile, and then the next time he comes up, he's like, all right, Spencer Strider's not throwing me that again, and he didn't. He threw an off-speed pitch and deposited that one as well. So I think that they were very well prepared. On the flip side, again, I'm not sitting here trying to nitpick with what's going on with the Braves, because Bo is usually the one that can kind of level that out, but he's not here today, and I was so frustrated last night knowing, going into the game, that Zach Gallen, leading the National League in walks, right? I think it was 33 or 34 he had on the year. You get one walk last night against the National League leader in walks. Not only that, 23 pitches through three innings. Mm-hmm. So frustrating again and again and again to see it's not the fact that the Braves hitters aren't hitting, but they're not approaching it the right way. You know that if you get into the bullpen, that the Diamondbacks are susceptible with a bad bullpen, and yet you do nothing to try to get Zach Gallen out of the game last night and work the pitch count and get his pitch count up. You just allowed him to do whatever he wanted to you. And even when he did throw it down the middle of the plate, which was few and far between last night, but even when he did, you didn't make him pay. Like, there was nothing you were doing to make him pay. So just, again, an overall frustrating evening last night for the
Braves. But I will say, we are still new to having Ronald Acuña Jr. back and Spencer Strider back. So I think it's just going to take a little bit more time to get everybody in sync.
Yeah, I told you, I won't judge either one of those guys till the middle of June. And Ronald hit a couple of hard-hit balls last night. I think he went 2-for-4 and he hit another one to the warning track. So I think he's getting there quicker and quicker. But Spencer Strider, I don't see any signs of the life that I'm looking for. He did mix in a couple of curveballs last night, which was nice. I think he's only throwing those like 4 or 5% of his pitches on the season so far. So we'll see how that comes into effect. But, hey, let's talk a little bit about the NFL. News coming out. We talked about this a number of times throughout the last week or so. The Steelers wanted to trade for Dolphins tight end Jonnu Smith. We know about the relationship between he and Arthur Smith. They go back to a couple of different locations. Those trade talks died. And then last night it was reported that those trade talks are back up and running. Jonnu is seeking a new contract. He went to a Pro Bowl last year, 88 grabs in that high-flying offense. I'm not sure if he'll get back to those numbers if he's with Arthur Smith, but it's worth keeping an eye on.
Mike, you were kind of speculating that maybe the Steelers had Kyle Pitts on their radar because, of course, we heard there's some inquiries going on about him.
Yeah, phone calls.
Do you think this conversation could be getting ramped back up because they hit a dead end with Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. Maybe. I think that maybe it seems like Jonnu would be more available. And I said this yesterday. Jonnu very much fits what Arthur Smith wants to do more than Kyle Pitts does. Now, Arthur Smith knows both of those players very, very well. And I think Arthur Smith knows what a Kyle Pitts, when he's up and playing well, can do. I don't know that Arthur Smith's making that phone call, but I just feel like all of this got set in motion because of the Jonnu Smith news, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, the Falcons are fielding calls about Kyle Pitts. Oh, in other news, the Steelers might be looking to get Jonnu Smith. And you're like, that sounds really, really fishy. So I don't know. I would say that there's probably something to that, just kicking the tires. Maybe that's one of the phone calls they did have.
Mm-hmm.
But it does sound like, to your point, that maybe they were told no when they approached Atlanta. Maybe the asking price was too high. So something to keep an eye on for sure. In other news, do you want to hear from Saquon Barkley? He turned some heads yesterday. He was talking about the longevity of his career and how it kind of compares to one of his idols.
One of my favorite players of all time is probably my favorite player of all time is Barry Sanders. So probably similar to that. Maybe one day, like, it'll be out of nowhere. I'll probably be balling and just be like, yeah, call it quits.
Yeah, call it quits. One day just balling, call it quits. And all the Eagles fans, including Simone, just shuddered. They're just terrified.
And it
just, it's, yeah.
No, not me. I'm cool.
I didn't even notice. I didn't say
it. I know. It was Allie today.
What
are we, 6 weeks in? She is a full-fledged member of the show.
She's in the false narrative.
She is already a veteran on this thing. No, but I think it turns a lot of heads because you know what Barry Sanders was, but you know what he could have been. Right, you talk about all-time rushing leaders, and that conversation with Emmitt Smith's all-time rushing record is going to come up in the next year or two about Derrick Henry, if he can keep kind of having some of his success. But I personally don't want Saquon to not be in the NFL. It's too much fun watching him play.
How much money would he be leaving on the table if he retires early?
A lot. A lot of money. I don't know what he's making this year, Dylan. You probably have to tell me. It's probably close to 20, if I had to guess. There he goes. Get the fingers, Google fingers out. But, you know, it's running
that's
backs.
That's hard to walk away from.
And he's part of the running back, you know, renaissance, the bringing those back, Derrick Henry and Saquon. And also, I put Josh Jacobs kind of in that role. And some of the other players, the teams that don't have running backs, you can very easily tell. And so I think that we're lucky to have one here in Bijan Robinson, who's also going to get paid eventually as well as he enters year three, and you hope for a Pro Bowl out of him. So we'll see what happens.
So this latest contract obviously got the extension, the two-year, $40 million extension. So according to SpoTrack, it says his cap hit for this year is 6.6, then to 9.8. Then he goes into double digits to 12, 17, 12 again, then back down to like 9. So
pay that man his money.
Some money.
He's worth it. Hopefully he sticks around for a while. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the news coming out of New York, the shocking firing of Tom Thibodeau, if you will. We're also going to do a Which One Wednesday. That's going to be Dylan versus Allie, hosted by me and judged by you in the wake-up call. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Stick with us here on Sports Radio 920.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It's the 7:40 segment, and you'll hear Mic'd Up. We'll do a Which One Wednesday coming up in just a couple of minutes. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. It'll be Allie versus Dylan in Which One Wednesday, and I will host. I'm back in the hosting role for that one. And we're going to let you guys weigh in at the 8 o'clock segment, 404-726-0929, on which debater you think gave the best answers in Which One Wednesday. Now, we'll call on you. Do not judge Allie for her choice of food fare, okay? don't just say, you know, she can't win because she likes tofu. It is what it is.
Oh, right? I'm already set up to lose on this.
And don't judge me because I'm a Drake fan, or you didn't maybe like my top five list the other day.
Eagles fan.
Falcons fan. Thank you.
Anyway, that'll be a lot of fun coming up here in just a minute. Dylan, the news coming out yesterday that Tom Thibodeau was fired as the head coach of the Knicks. For me personally, I'm going to put this as a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 of surprised. It seems like the Knicks have been trending the right direction for a number of years, but I guess things got stagnant a little bit.
I'll put it at a 3, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay. I'm not shocked at all. There is a clear ceiling with Tom Thibodeau as your head coach, not just for the Knicks, but with any team that he's been with. His ceiling is he'll get you to where he got the Knicks this season. He will have you competitive in the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe a couple wins away, maybe one win away from an Eastern Conference Finals, but he is not a championship coach in my mind. And the reason being is for some things we saw in this Eastern Conference Finals. It was clear that the Indiana Pacers wanted to play fast. They wanted to get out on the run, and they attacked directly the weaknesses of the New York Knicks, and those weaknesses of the New York Knicks come from Tom Thibodeau and how he coaches. And I just don't believe his coaching style is one of that of a championship coach. When you – and look, I'll say this for Tom Thibodeau. When the playoffs come around, yes, rotations do shorten. But you still need to have at least a little bit deeper than a 8-man rotation. It's got to be a little bit deeper than that, especially when you're playing a team in the Indiana Pacers that want to run, that want to get out and – play it, have a track meet. And Tom Thibodeau, I feel like just he adjusted to that a little bit by starting Mitchell Robinson and, you know, bringing in Landry Shamet towards the end of the series. But to me, he didn't really adjust to it all that well. And then when he finally did make little adjustments, he adjusted to it way too late. I understand you want to play the guys you play and you have trust in those certain guys and you want to run with your core. I understand all of that. But you at least have to try to throw in some other guys and be like, hey, let's see what Princess Achiuwa could give me if I give him, you know, 10 minutes. And let's see if he can bring a spark. Let's see what some of these other guys maybe down the bench can do if I let them in for a couple minutes here and at least give us some fresh legs to help compete with Indiana's
pace. Well, let me ask you a follow-up question to that one then. You think they run it back with the same roster they had this year and just hope that a different coach can kind of infuse some things?
Oh, absolutely. I talked about this on the Hometown Take. Mike Malone? Perfect choice for the Knicks. If they can snag Mike Malone, I'll tell you why exactly, too. Listen when I say this. Karl-Anthony Towns is not Nikola Jokic by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not saying that. I am not saying that. So let me preface what I'm about to say with that. Karl-Anthony Towns is not Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic is way better of a facilitator passer than Karl-Anthony Towns. But when you talk about having a big man in the middle who can stretch the floor out and hit the threes, Karl-Anthony Towns is one of the best three-point shooting bigs in the NBA. Maybe the best in the NBA. When you talk about him being able to do that, he can, if he gets the ball and he has some open space, he can run down the floor and give you a little bit of a fast break. Not quite like Jokic, but he has that capability. He can still obviously bang down low and score from the post. So when you talk about when you talk about what Mike Malone and the championship he did get with the Denver Nuggets with a Nikola Jokic and a Jamal Murray, I think he can do some similar things with a Karl-Anthony Towns and a Jalen Brunson. And I know Jalen Brunson and Jamal Murray aren't quite the same players either, but you have that same type of core and those same archetype type players that he had in Denver. He has those same type of players, I think, that he can win with in New York. And I think what he does as far as coaching and his philosophies and things like that are better suited maybe for a Knicks team and just for a team in general. And obviously we've seen Mike Malone win a championship, so he has that championship pedigree. And we know you can win a championship with Mike Malone as your head coach. So if they can find a way to get Mike Malone, and for Mike Malone on his side of it, I don't see why he wouldn't want to go to New York. That same core is coming back. It's going to be a good chunk of that team coming back. So if I'm Mike Malone, I'm like, this is a match made in heaven. New York needs a head coach that can get them to a championship. I'm a championship head coach. I'm open, and that's probably the best job in the NBA right now.
Yeah, you've talked me into it, and hopefully you can do the same for the people coming up in Which One Wednesday, and also hopefully they can join us for Father's Day.
Before things get cutthroat in the studio, I do want to remind you that Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming. We want you to join us Friday, June 13th at Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar Perimeter as we celebrate Father's Day with you. Go to 929thegame.com. Just click on the contest page. Tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner with the 92.9 The Game staff. Mike's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Dylan, Bo, all of us will be there. My dad's going to be there. Mm. If you want, you can also tell us why you want to bring your grandfather, your kid, your coach, or anyone that's important in your life. It's presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, newly dubbed Echo Park Speedway, where NASCAR returns.
The Echo Chamber.
The Echo Chamber. Where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart and brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Eat, drink, and good times. Make sure you enter now for your chance to win, 929thegame.com.
My PE teacher in elementary school is named Mr. Mack.
Most random
I don't know why
ever.
That cracked me up. That's the first thing. You're like, my dad's going to be there. I was like, Mr. Mack. Wait a minute. I knew a Mr. Mack. In my day. Today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe, coming in family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Again, I am hosting Which One Wednesday today. This is the seat that I formerly occupied most of the times we played Which One Wednesday. It will be Allie versus Dylan today. We want to invite you guys on the wake-up call, 404-726-0929, if you want to call in and say who you think gave the best arguments for their side. Are you guys ready?
I was born ready.
Okay, all right. Let me see. And this is such a random pairing because there's not a lot of things to make you two argue about. You know what
sure
I mean?
Enough.
It's like
you got the two happiest people arguing.
I'm scraping the bottom of the barrel, going, you know, one of them's is a long distance runner, one of them's a hooper. You know,
that's right.
So we'll see what happens.
We got
actually
endorphins going.
Let's go ahead and start there. Best way to get exercise? Which one is it? Is it running for distance, or is it pickup basketball? Dylan, we'll start with you.
It's obviously basketball.
because basketball is goated.
If you're playing basketball, right, one, you're not losing, and so you're staying on the court for a longer time, so you're getting extra cardio.
Sure.
And then you're also you're getting stronger a little bit too. If you're you're playing in the post and you're doing certain things, you're getting a little bit stronger at the same time.
All right, that's a reach.
When you're shooting, you're working out the shoulder muscles. You're working out some, but you are working out some extra muscles besides just getting cardio.
So many different directions I thought you'd go with that argument. You didn't go any of them. I was like, he's going to talk about competition and trying to out-muscle another person. Nah, you're he's shooting, gaining muscle.
Well, that's part of it, too.
You get some muscle mass.
That's part of it, too. You're getting cardio without really just having to sit there and think about the cardio you're getting. Yeah. You're not just sitting there running and thinking, I'm just running and running and running. Like, no, you got a distraction away from the running.
Allie, what have you?
No, he's wrong. It's absolutely long-distance running. Look, our minds are like a reverse Jenga set. Once it's fallen down, all the pieces have come down. And when you start running, those layers start building back up. And you get right with the world. And it's an internal battle. This is the place where you can battle yourself and see how mentally strong you are while staying physically fit. I'm telling you, my Apple Watch wakes me up every night to tell me my heart rate is so low because I am that healthy. It's making sure I'm still alive. That's how great running is for you.
She dusted you right there, Dylan. She dusted. You didn't start off on a good foot. All right, let's go to this one. How about this one? Best flavor of Powerade. Let's go with blue or orange. Best flavor of Powerade. Blue or orange? Allie, we'll start with you.
I like the Florida colors here. It's definitely orange. Orange is the best artificial flavor of anything you're going to consume.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Nerds. Whoa. Starburst.
Orange and nerd. What? Oh, what are we? Okay. I'm sorry.
Orange
I won't
is the
jump
best
in
flavor. It's the most thirst quenching when you're drinking a Powerade. We would always fight over the orange Powerades in my house. That's just the way to go.
Wow. Dylan?
Absolutely not. The only thing orange
the look on
flavored
your face.
The only thing orange flavored stuff is good for is a creamsicle. Come on now, if we're being honest, it's blue all the way, completely blue. Everybody looks for that blue Powerade once they get done doing whatever exercise they're doing. That one is the most thirst quenching because I mean, when you think about it, think about when you drink like orange juice. I feel like when I drink orange juice, I need like a gallon of water
it's
right afterwards.
Same.
I know it's not the same, but I mean, it's still
orange flavored.
It's orange flavored. And it's orange colored. It might trigger that same, you know, that same feeling. So it's blue all the way for me.
All right. Hey, how about this one? Who has the worst hangover today? Is it Bo or his wife, Amy? Now, mind you, Bo was at a Metallica concert last night and Amy was there as well. But Bo is obviously a bigger Metallica fan. Amy, it's the first time she's been away from the baby since they had the baby. And I can only imagine she was on an 11 out of 10 last night. So who has the worst hangover today, Bo or Amy? Dylan, we'll start with you.
I'm actually going to go with Bo here. I think Bo, and again, he obviously knows Amy better than I do. I think Amy, though, still that motherly instinct was like, you know, when I get home, I still want to be able to, you know, spend maybe a little bit of time with a pork chop, make sure she's doing okay, so I don't kind of want to be, you know, dragging when I'm walking in there. Bo, though, I think Bo was ready to cut loose, man. he was talking about it all day long. He was getting ready. So I think Bo, by the time he got in there and finally got to relax and breathe and take in that Metallica, he was ready to take in some, you know, white Russians or whatever he was drinking, transfusions. Whatever he had going.
Dylan is so wrong, and this comes down to science. Bo has been partaking in alcoholic beverages the last 10 months.
Ooh.
Amy has gone through some changes.
Yes.
Her tolerance is much lower.
Wow.
She deserved this night out, and even just one glass of wine, maybe two glasses of wine, has her sidelined today.
Wow.
Now, I know Bo had a really great time, but he has a cocktail a few times a week, so his tolerance is a lot higher than hers. This is science.
You
can't argue with science.
She might have Bill Nye'd me
there.
She
dusted you right
there. She might have Bill Nye'd me.
She went there on you. All right, let's pick up on that one. How about this one? Bo was at the concert last night. He was in the suite. We talked about luxury suite last night. You know, 50-yard line, owner suite, that kind of thing. Mike Bell actually posted a picture last night. He was on the floor. It looked like he was about, I don't know, 10 people deep on the floor watching Pantera. Which one is a better seat for the concert? Would you rather be in the VVIP with the sushi bar behind you and somebody handing you drinks? Or would you rather be on the floor where you can feel the sweat from the brow of whoever's singing?
I am on the floor.
Wow.
I am going nuts, losing my mind, belting out.
I did not see that one coming. I thought you were going to say the VIP suite.
I got to be able to dance, move around, have a good time, and not worry about like who I'm making an impression on.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're very important. We saw the text of who was in the suite last night. So
he was around some VIPs.
There were some people in there. I would much rather be myself and lose my mind and get tipsy in the front.
See, I feel where you're going with that, but you're still wrong, Allie Mac, and I'm going to tell you why. Free food is the winner of everything here. You can go to a concert, have a seat where you don't have to worry about standing around. And look, you're standing around dancing. I get that, but eventually you might want to take a sit down, take a break, you know, in between, you know, maybe songs or something like that, and maybe want to have a little snack. And guess what? You can do all that in the VIP suite. And look, you know, if you were really like Squidbilly is, and he doesn't care what people think anyway, if he wanted to stand up and head nod and dance a little bit, he was just going to do that anyway.
He did.
Whether he was around the VIPs or not. So for me, it's VIP suite.
Got about a minute left. Let's go rapid fire here. 5 seconds are left on each answer. Are you more likely to buy a lottery ticket or wager with your significant other? Allie, we'll start with you.
Ooh, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket. My husband is a Filofax. So he knows everything. So I'm going to buy a ticket.
Dylan, buy a lottery ticket or wager with your significant other?
Wager with Simone. I bet on things I
you
can control.
You want all the smoke. You're like, I want all the smoke.
I'm here for it.
Yes or no, Bo made friends in the VIP suite last night. Made friends.
100% Bo made friends last night in the VIP suite. Yeah.
Think he worked the room? Dylan, what do you think?
No, I don't think he did at all. Because we know Bo has talked about how he doesn't always need social interaction. I think it was just him and Amy vibing out, and I think that was it.
All right, better place to grow up, Duluth or Fayetteville?
Duluth.
Better place to grow up, Duluth.
Duluth, go Wildcats! Fayetteville. Home of Brian McCann.
Fayetteville is forever expanding, and shout out to guy Rick Ross. He was here yesterday. He was in the building.
The boss.
And he's from Fayetteville.
The big boss.
Or he lives in Fayetteville.
Better date spot, Truist Park or Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Better date spot, Bo and Amy last night. Dylan.
Truist Park, I think you can have a little bit more of a nice vibey date there.
Sure.
Mercedes-Benz Stadium, it just feels more like of, okay, we're going there to take in something rather than be on a date.
All right, fair enough.
I'm going to go with Mercedes-Benz on this because Truist means my husband is working. So that's going to be the better date spot for me.
All right, last one. Better fare, better type of food, Mexican food or Greek food? Mexican food or Greek food? Allie, we'll start with you.
Dang. Okay. I love Greek food. Yeah. I love Mexican food. But as far as my kind of food.
What do you mean?
I'm going to lose on this one, but it's Greek for me because I have more options when it comes to Greek. Olives and chickpeas and all of it.
What do you think, Dylan?
Yeah, that Mexican food just hits different, bro. I mean, today for Bo and Amy, if they're a little bit hungover, get you a nice little quesadilla in you.
Ooh,
maybe some chips and salsa that never fails. Some queso, a burrito. Man, it hits.
I love it, man. I won't drop the better food tofu or chicken. I was going to do that one, but we'll punt that one to another time. Hey, we want to hear from you. 404-726-0929. If you want to weigh in on any of the answers or you want to tell us who won the debate today and which one Wednesday. Make sure you stick with us. It's the Morning Shift. Also, you can weigh in at 929 Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes to hear from you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.